Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about a demographic tidbit that everybody knows about. It's the aging baby boomers.
Right.
I'm one of those.
Yes, you are.
Just on the tail end, but the folks who are on the front end of the baby boomer generation are actually retiring now. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that people have been kicking around as far as a topic of conversation is, where are these people going to live as their health issues, deteriorate or whatever?
Right. And this is one of the articles in our latest Rural Minnesota Journal on our website. And the question is, where are baby boomers going to live in their later years? And, you know, we think of traditionally kind of the knee-jerk answer is, well, people get old, they go to nursing homes. And that's really not the case anymore. There's not that many elderly people that are living in nursing homes on a permanent basis.
No, and in fact, nursing homes, more often than not, are a very short-term thing for recovery from,
exactly.
Let's say you broke a hip or something like that. Yeah,
right. And so the pattern now in the last 20, 30 years is older people go into some kind of assisted living or something like that. Well, the state did a survey of baby boomers a couple years ago asking them, you know, many things, but one of the things I asked them was, where do you want to be living in 20 years? And the majority of them said they wanted to be living in their own homes. And so, you know, that begs the question of, are they going to want assisted living? Or are they going to want to be able to stay in their home? And the question there then is, what happens when they start needing help with things, you know, and services? And the big question in rural areas is there going to be enough services? Will there be in-home care, you know, nurses who will come to your house and help you with things like that? And the answer may be no. I mean, there's already a shortage of that kind of care in rural Minnesota.
Right. Well, let's assume for a minute in a perfect world that there are enough trained nurses and so forth out there that could actually do in-home care for all the people that need it.
Well, then that raises the question, too, of something else that came up on the survey, and that was, how are you going to pay for long-term care, or how are you going to pay for your assisted living?
Sure.
And the answer there was a little bit alarming. They found that the decent-sized portion of baby boomers said they were going to pay for it out of their own savings. Well, they also found that, especially in rural Minnesota, their income is below average.
Well, of course, there's the whole long-term care insurance that's available to people, and but I don't know that how many people are actually buying into that.
Well, 16% said they were going to use long-term care insurance.
That's not a high percentage.
That's not a very high number. No.
Indeed.
Staying in the home and long-term care in the home is still more affordable than moving to something like assisted living.
So it is more affordable to do that, assuming that there are enough trained individuals out there that could provide that service. Interesting. Well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.